Just finished a visit with Constable Jeff Reeves. Was not happy that his commissioner did not approve an additional deputy in his constable's office.
I'm not happy either, but there, as I said in the meeting on the budget, we can put the cart in front of the horse to a certain degree. I did not feel comfortable that we could go any further than that. From my perspective, maybe the foul's on me.
You made a reference to calling on all the constables to get together in a year from now having a unified plan. As a devil's advocate point, why not have that done before considering any staffing increases in any of the constable offices?
The sooner the better. Okay, not what I would like to have, as I said in the commissioner's court meeting, is I would like to have a cohesive, unified, how do we distribute and effectively get the best value with regard to the constables' services that they provide our community, to where two things. Number one, that they're safe. Number two is that they're efficient and effective. And I think that the communication between all four of the precinct constables, since we have different duties between each of the four constables that have been assigned by the commissioner's court in addition to their constitutional duties, it's appropriate for them to give, I think, and beneficial for them to give direction to the commissioner's court as to how they want to effectively and efficiently, safely carry that load between the four of them. That would be my hope.
That's a comment coming at the end of the budget process. Why couldn't that have been presented back at the beginning of the budget process?
I have advocated for that. Well, you got to give me a little bit of leeway, okay? New kid on the block, first time through the budget process. Different budget process than I'm familiar with from school board, different than what I'm familiar with from city council. There's a whole lot more detail that goes into the budget preparation at the county level, with a whole lot more diverse number of different department heads and different elected officials. New dynamic. Did I get it 100% right? Probably not. But I think that we came up with what were the reasonable needs to be met at this time. But this is where we are now.
I'm glad you brought up your previous experiences with College Station City Council and College Station School Board, because those two bodies have their group of administrative assistants and the county has its form of administrative assistance. I'm maybe putting words in your mouth. You're still going to go through proposed budgets in this case as closely, regardless of what entity you're representing.
I think the main distinction is when you look at a school district budget and when you look at a city budget, what you find is a whole lot of the detail relative to the needs has been put together in a more scrubbed, let's say, format by the time it gets to the council or the time it gets to the school board. In a school board situation, there are very few negotiables. Pretty much everything on your maintenance and operation budget is pretty much determined by the revenue that you get from the state of Texas. In a city council, the biggest discretionary decisions are made relative to the hotel occupancy tax fund. At least that was the situation for the city of College Station. In the county budget, it's a whole different process. It's all from the bottom up. So the types of things that the way the budgeting process works with the counties is very different than it is for cities and school boards. And I like that because you get a very much deeper discussion and a much view of everything. We're really talking line item here as far as that goes.
Any other observations to share with listeners about completing your first budget process with the county?
I would like to say that I think that in my analysis is that we're dedicated to developing a fiscal culture and a fiscal situation where we are delivering the most that we possibly can for the dollars that we ask the citizens of Brazos County to pay us. What you have to understand is that 71% of the budget comes from local property tax for a county. Not the case with a city, as far as that goes, other sources of revenue. And that's the most important thing, I think, relative to this last session of the legislature that we need to all be aware of.
Okay. Have I missed anything?
Not that I can think of, but okay. I look forward to continued conversations with you, with the community, and also with anybody in Precinct 1, Precinct 2, 3, or 4. We're all in this together.